Senator, good morning. I always appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Happy to be with you again.
Let's start with Hurricane Helene. As we mentioned, 6 months this week since the storm hit the region. Curious how you would assess the progress that's being made in terms of the recovery effort in that part of our state.
Well, I think it's good. I mean, it seems slow because it's going to just take a long time, but things are so much better than they were. Obviously, a few months ago, debris is being removed, roads have been fixed, bridges have been rebuilt and reopened. So there is a lot of very visible progress. That said, there are still thousands of private roads and bridges that are still not repaired, still inaccessible. There's still 300 DOT roads that are closed in the region. So, and there's still a lot of debris.
Another $528 million passed by lawmakers in Raleigh last week in relief. What are those funds going to address? And Senator, what still needs to be funded in Western North Carolina?
Yeah, great question. So the bill that we passed last week was a great, I think in some ways it was the most important bill that we've passed, because it is really the first bill that's going to have money going to people. So the two most important pieces of funding in that bill, $120 million for housing, and that's to get the housing rebuilding program going in the state. So we know that we're going to have federal dollars that are going to come in to help us rebuild homes, but that funding is months away, and the state can't stand up the program until they have money in the bank. And so this bill puts money in the bank, and it allows the state to go hire a contractor to oversee the whole home building program, and then that contractor will start to hire, you know, the actual builders who will start building homes. They can create the program for people to apply to have their homes rebuilt or significantly repaired. So that's enormous. The second big piece of funding is for private roads and bridges. I mentioned earlier there are thousands of private roads and bridges that were impacted and destroyed. And this puts $100 million on the table to fix those. So those are the two biggest pieces.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that the pieces that are still missing are, and your listeners are going to think that I'm a broken record, and I am going to be a broken record on this until we do something about it, is this bill still does not contain any grants for small businesses. The House version of the bill did contain that. The Senate version did not, and ultimately the Senate won that discussion when in the negotiations about the final bill. But we still have businesses struggling. We still read reports every week of businesses closing, mainly in the hospitality industry. And, you know, the statistic is that 40% of businesses close, never reopen after a storm, and another maybe 20% close within the next 3 years. And I just don't know why we would accept that being our future in Western North Carolina. I'm not going to accept that. I don't want to accept that.
Senator,
and we shouldn't.
Senator, to that end, the last time you and I had a chance to talk, we said one of the biggest ways folks can help Western North Carolina is to visit. Are you starting to see any of those tourism numbers bouncing back?
We are. There have been some, you know, big events in Western North Carolina that have brought a lot of people. Billy Strings came and did multiple concerts, and that was a huge boost to downtown. And we're getting into the spring now. We're getting into wildflower season. So I think, you know, those numbers will start to naturally tick up. This is the period, this is the time when it starts to naturally tick up. But I, again, just want to encourage people to come because it is still very low. I was in downtown on Friday night, and it's not nearly what we would normally see at this time of year.
Would also like your perspective on these wildfires that are a concern in Western North Carolina and part of the upstate of South Carolina. Now, we know Polk County has been hit the hardest. That's a neighboring county to Buncombe County. Can you talk us through what you've seen and the impacts these fires are having?
Well, I can tell you that up in Asheville, we can smell the smoke, and that's, of course, a very small impact. But It is traveling quite a ways. There are people who've been evacuated down in Polk County. There are areas under mandatory evacuations. There are also some other areas that are, you know, basically the Forest Service is saying you're likely to be evacuated. It's two different fire systems right now. Well, it's technically three, but one of them is smaller and mostly contained. But the two biggest ones total about 5,500 acres, and they are not at all contained, 0% containment. And one of them just jumped the Green River. That's a, you know, I think anytime a fire jumps the river and has access to a whole new area, that's troubling.
What do you say, Senator, to people in Western North Carolina who just feel like, man, I can't catch a break right now, given Helene and now these wildfires?
Well, I mean, we always have some wildfires.
Yeah.
And so I think the fact of wildfires was to be expected. These, of course, are different because we have so much downed wood. And it makes the response very difficult because you have, again, you've got giant trees down everywhere or multiple trees down everywhere, and it just makes it harder for firefighters to get in and do their job. And there's more fodder on the ground to burn. So it is more intense than it maybe would be otherwise.
Senator, last thought as I let you go, and I'm changing gears here on you. There was a bill introduced by Republican lawmakers yesterday seeking to codify definitions of sex to male and female descriptions, similar language of what was used in House Bill 2 several years ago. Curious your perspective on this bill and why it's being introduced again.
Yeah, I think it's, I think why it's being introduced is, you know, the Republicans have gained a lot of political traction in bullying and beating up on transgender people. And, you know, this is a population that is such a small percentage of our people. It is bullying. In my mind, it is 100% bullying. These people are not a threat to anyone. And I just feel like we need to be done with this conversation, let these people live their lives. And those of us who are maybe uncomfortable with people who are choosing to live their lives with a gender that they weren't assigned at birth, we need to get comfortable with it. The problem is with us. It is not with them. It is us and our inability to be comfortable with people choosing to live their lives in a way they want to live that doesn't hurt anybody else. So we need to get over it and move on.
Buncombe County Senator Julie Mayfield. Senator, always appreciate the time and the perspective and look forward to visiting again real soon.
Thank you.